What up, what up, what up?
Hey, welcome back to Off Label Podcast.
It's Monafi.
And it's Marco.
Listen, I'm so happy to be back. It's been a while. Do y'all want to know why it's been a while?
Don't, you see, here we go.
Mark's been out here chasing these men. Well, they chasing him. I'll be honest.
Damn.
They chasing you, but you letting them catch you. To the point where you're not potting.
That's okay, you see, that's fucked up. That you're putting that out there to make it seem like it's all about niggas, and that's not what it is.
Okay, yeah, I'm just joking.
All right, don't put that shit out there. But, I mean,
We're back,
and we are always ready to talk. There's always something to talk about.
Uh-huh.
So, shit.
Okay, so we wanted to give y'all an update on what happened with Snoop Dogg.
Right. Uncle Snoop.
He is not my uncle, but yes. he ended up apologizing to Gayle King, and I'm happy that he did that. Now, him being upset, I understood, but calling her out of her name, especially at your big age of almost 60 and her being in her 60s, like, I just couldn't understand that. It was nasty. It was gross. It was very disrespectful. And how men went from being girl dads to calling people bitches in 5 minutes. I was just like,
I mean, at the end of the day, he felt hurt and he felt passionate about, you know, what she did. And so he responded however he felt like he wanted to respond. The only issue that I have, because I don't have a problem with calling nobody a bitch, like, period. that's just that on that. However, my only issue with Snoop Dogg is when he said, we'll come get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's like a whistleblower and, like, you know, kind of inciting violence on some shit. Because you never know who's, like, ride or die for you. So, you know, you saying some shit like that can, like, make somebody want to go out there and do some harm. You know, out here.
Very irresponsible.
You know, right now, people out here are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything will make a nigga tick. So, I just felt like he should have, you know, did a little, like, he should have been a little bit more responsible in, you know, his response to her. But if he wanted to call her all types of bitches and hoes and all that other stuff, by all means. But to, like, try to say some shit like, we're going to come get you, somebody, like, all this other shit, inciting violence on an older lady, then that's where I'm gonna have to fall him at. But other than that, you can say what you want to say, and that's just that.
Well, he's gonna be on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett and her mother and daughter. So the topic is gonna be about black men disrespecting
women
and how it's so easy for them to just come at us like that. So I can't wait to hear what they talk about.
But I mean, I feel like the way the culture is right now, it's just a back and forth thing, because you have black women talking about black men, and then you have black men on some other shit with black women.
And we the only culture who does that shit. And that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta stop. It's really not that deep.
You know? So, I feel like everybody needs to be held accountable to that type of standards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we see it more often from the men than the women.
I feel like at the end of the day, black dudes are attacked as well, just as much as black women are attacked. I feel like black dudes are attacked just like equally.
Listen, we be on the front lines for y'all. We be the first ones standing up. My king. I know you saying Ari.
But they be talking about.
Talking about my king.
And what,
you
about,
know,
it's a bunch what about of when they be like that. My queens? Because
I mean, not too many of them go there, you know? But listen, we be the first ones ready to take 15 bullets for these niggas all the time. So it doesn't compare.
Okay.
But we wasn't trying to even go there.
Right.
Sad news. One of your favorite up-and-coming rappers got killed.
Pop Smoke. Like, honestly, I was just having a conversation with my former boss, and I was introducing Pop Smoke to somebody else. And literally, he died, like, a couple days later. I was like, wait, what the fuck? My little brother texted me while I was at work. He was like, yo, Pop Smoke died. And I'm just like, wait. You know, it's always some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, it could be a hoax. Let me just go look. But then I'm like, damn. And he was only 20 years old. I'm like, shit.
He looked so much older. It was very unbelievable because I remember, like a week or two ago, Remember me, you, and Ethan was in the car, and y'all was playing Pop Smoke, like, back to back. And it was different songs, but I thought it was the same song.
No, even I remember when I did introduce you to him, yeah. You didn't like it, because you were like, you felt like he was stealing somebody else's flow or some shit.
Yes,
right.
I felt like he was designer.
Right.
Designer. I was like, this sound like designer.
No, but I liked his flow. I liked the song. I like, it was lit to me.
Give me lit. But, so apparently, first they were saying it was a burglary that went wrong. And then now they saying that it seemed like it was a targeted attack. Right.
It was something personal.
So we don't know what really happened, but I did feel like it was a setup just because it was other people in the house. How are you the only person who get killed?
Because he was definitely targeted. Like, it was somebody that was aiming for him. That's all it was. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so...
So people was going online, like, attacking his best friend. Like, oh, we know you set him up. Woo, woo, woo. And his best friend was like, that's fucked up. Did y'all even send some shit mm-hmm. like that? I grew up with him. Whop the bam. So...
I mean, at the end of the day, Pop Smoke came. You know what I'm saying? He was in a gang. You know, he was a part of the... You know, his little affiliation and shit. So, it was just the code. Whatever happened to him... It happened because he was a part of a situation. So,
and I don't understand how people like get to this level
of being in gang still.
Yeah, I cannot make sense of it.
I feel like there's way too much out here to do at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's outside on the corner? Who's outside doing all types of bullshit? Like, there's so much shit you can do.
Yeah.
If you bored, there's shit that you can do. I'm just saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But to sit there and, like, go outside and, like, do all some bullshit, be affiliated with somebody that you gonna have to answer to later on in life, like, to me, that shit just don't make no sense.
Right. And pledge allegiance to something that you know is no way out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gonna end up dead or in jail. Like,
right.
Why even put yourself in that situation? I'm not blaming his death on him at all. I'm just talking about gang culture in general. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I get that.
Speaking of hate.
Right.
Lonnie Love.
Lonnie Love is back in the news because of the fact that now her best friend, one of her good friends, is now talking about Lonnie pretty much did want Tamar fired.
I mean, everybody thought that Tamar was lying.
But now the truth is coming out.
I never took Tamar as being a liar. She is very dramatic. Mm-hmm. But after watching her on Big Brother, like, you could just see what kind of person she is. And everything that happens to her, she does take it very hard. But her responses be warranted.
Right.
Like, she really sit there and assess situations before she go off. So, with that being said, she knew it was some bullshit. She just couldn't prove it.
Right.
And now... It's being proven.
So pretty much her friend, Cookie Hull, exposes Lonnie for trying to get Tamar fired.
Whose friend?
Lonnie Love's friend. Or okay. Former friend, because they're no longer friends now.
Right.
So she says that Lonnie wanted to be the only black girl. Lonnie didn't have the power to get her fired, so she was trying to influence upper management to, like, you know, by sending emails, letting them know, like, you know what? Tamar is not really a good asset to the show. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's crazy? That even in that industry, you know, we deal with this in the corporate world anyways, where people is always trying to sabotage keep you mm-hmm. from getting where you want to go.
Or you work your ass off to get to.
Exactly. And then you got a hater just doing everything in their power to block you from progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So to see that it happens in every industry is real interesting.
So pretty much, here's pretty much what Cookie Halls had to say.
The interesting thing in terms of with Lonnie in competition or people in her same space, if you will, one of the Braxton sisters ended up getting removed off the reel. People accused that it was Lonnie.
She told me she was going to try to get her off the show. She said that she only wanted to be the only ghetto girl on the show.
Who says that?
And she was trying to get rid of her off the show. She showed me an email, and she read it back to me. And one of the things she said, don't quote me verbatim or whatever, but it was to the effect of, Tamar had just got on Dancing with the Stars. So being on Dancing with the Stars, she missed 52 episodes of The Real. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was 52. And she was pointing out to the network where if she missed 52 tapings and the ratings haven't changed or they getting better, we really don't need her. And then she pointed.
So to me, I just feel like that's like you on some hating ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and she was the main one, like, oh, Tamar, I didn't do it. I would never. Guilt.
She's a liar.
She was the only one who came out.
She is a fucking right. She's a fucking liar. And then on the 1,000 episode, you know, she gave her a shout out. She had tears in her eyes and whatever. But I feel like even with that, that's still like a slap to Tamar's face because Tamar's over here watching it on TV. But you know what the fuck you did. You mm-hmm. know you had hands and dealings in getting Tamar fired. Now, granted, Tamar does have a, you know, an obnoxious attitude, like, you know, personality. You know, she does talk a lot. She has her own way of doing things. But I don't feel like for you to just go as far as, like, do some snake-ass shit.
Right. And then the thing is, that's why you have to be careful with people. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime somebody try to be overly nice or try to explain themselves too much.
Too many times. Too many, right.
And you didn't even ask. Right. It's something eating their ass right. up. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on. But I'm happy that people are able to see that she did have a role in trying to get this girl fired. Like, and hopefully Tamar feel vindicated.
I've been saying, you know, fuck Lonnie. You know, like I've been saying, she's been a hating ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? She's been a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you can't be fat and motherfucking, you can't be fat and nasty at the same motherfucking time.
You gotta pick a struggle.
Pick a fucking struggle.
Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you can't be both. Okay. She seems like one of those girls back in high school, like, she was like the big ugly one and whatever. And so she just kind of like have to like try to get in where she fit in.
Mm-hmm. We're not gonna fat shame.
I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck with that bitch. But so I don't like
people with nasty attitudes. I don't like Lonnie
at all. At all.
Do you watch the show?
No.
I don't either.
I don't really care too much to see Lonnie all the time like that.
Oh, what? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of people who were not vindicated, Jesse Smollett. How do you say it? Is it Jesse Smollett?
Right.
Okay. He is being charged again.
Right.
In the case of the fake hate crime that he set up last year in Chicago. So they had dropped the charges at one point, and he was sitting there like, I told y'all I didn't do it, whoop the bell. Mm-hmm. And now he's being charged again a year later.
Yep, so prosecutors originally charged Jesse, the actor, on a single count of disorderly conduct for filing a false police report.
6 new charges.
Thought it was 15 additional.
No. Yeah, it I'm says here.
Found 15 additional counts warranted due to Smollett's repeated lies to investigators about the fake hate crime against him, according to CWB Chicago.
Okay. No, it says facing 6 new charges. It says he planned and participated in the staging of a hate crime, mm-hmm. and then he made 4 separate false reports to the Chicago Police Department.
So what do you think? So do you think that they should go ahead and relitigate this whole situation, like bring this whole shit back, wasting motherfucking taxpayers' money?
No, you know, no. Like, I feel like at this point they should just take their L. Like,
I mean, for me personally, I feel like he's already gonna get his ultimate punishment, which is his life. You know what I'm saying?
He can't because work.
He will never be in anything in Hollywood anymore.
Never say never. Hollywood true, is a sick place.
True that. But he's not gonna be making that type of money though.
Okay.
I mean, unless he go do porn.
Oh, do you wanna see him in porn though?
Right. No, I'm just saying though. But my whole thing is like at the end of the day he did what he did and let like his consequence will be his life later on. You know what I'm saying? He's not gonna be able to get those big gigs like he used to. He probably gonna be depressed and all types of bullshit. So I mean, at this point, I feel like, okay, he lied, but there's other people that lie too, as far as hate crimes and shit, or crimes in general, and then just get a slap, you know, just like a tap on their hands and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then I just feel like if he would have shut his mouth and went about his business, mm-hmm. then they probably would have let him go. Mm-hmm. But the fact that after they dropped the charges, he went on this whole "I told you all I was innocent" campaign. Mm-hmm. I think that's what motivated them to probably be like, you know what? You're not going to make us out to be liars. Like, right. we can for real prove that you did this shit. So
you think it's like, okay, we're going to prove that you did this shit at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, retaliation at the end of the day.
Right. But I mean, at this point, y'all just wasting, you know, people, taxpayers,
resources,
you know what I'm saying?
And this is in Chicago.
Right. And this is Chicago. You know, your state is known for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
For what bullshit?
For all types of crimes and like
every
all
state
types.
Is.
Right, but there's something going on in Chicago about like the fucked up police department that be like a lot of shit just be going unresolved in fucking Chicago. A bunch of bullshit.
Okay. I ain't gonna say too
But anyway,
speaking of Chicago.
What's up with Chicago?
No, Dwayne Wade is from Chicago. And
wait, we weren't even done talking about Jesse.
Oh, I'm over him. Like, at this point, what more is it to say? They shouldn't really go back on
No, I mean, my thing is just because, okay.
Because they already dropped them.
There was, everybody know about the story of Emmett Till, right?
Right.
And so, the lady that lied on him, Caroline Bryant, you know what I'm saying? Like, her ass lied about him flirting with him and all types of bullshit, which was a fucking lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they beat this man dead.
He wasn't a man. He was a child.
Child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, a little boy. You know what I'm saying? They beat his ass dead. And come to find out, this bitch was always lying the whole motherfucking time.
Right.
So if Jesse's over here and nobody got hurt with Jesse's story, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was killed. Nobody was on some other bullshit. But because, you know what I'm saying? I feel like at this point, it is because this man is black. It is probably because he's gay. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's gay.
Not really because he's gay. But definitely,
No.
Not so much because he's gay, but definitely because he's black. I believe that because it does. I think the state attorney, she's up for re-election again.
Kim Fox, but she's not the one who.
But they made her
do. She's back. They
made her. Trust me.
She's not the one who brought the charges back, though. So it has nothing to do with his skin color. If anything, it has everything to do with him being famous. Is what I think. And the fact that he tried to make a mockery of them.
Touche.
That's it.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree. That's just that.
I mean, what he did was some bullshit. And for everybody who don't remember, he said, first of all, this was one of the coldest nights in Chicago last year.
Right.
It was like negative 20 degrees outside. He said he went to get Subway at 1 a.m., walked in negative 20 degrees, to go get Subway at 1 a.m.
I mean, he's a badass liar, though.
Right?
Like,
and then
damn.
He said he was attacked by two dudes screaming MAGA, talking about, oh, you that faggot that play on Empire.
Right.
And they put a rope around his neck, all this other crazy stuff. And then when he called the police, when they came to see him and write down what happened.
He still had the noose around his neck.
Right. He still had the noose around his neck. He still had the Subway rapping, and they just like...
Why did you leave this whole shit around your neck the whole time? Like, you sound like a whole goofy ass nigga.
He thought he was writing a scene for Empire. That's what he thought.
Right.
Because, no, in the real world, if somebody just has just been attacked and something's around their body, like, instinctively, you're going to take that shit off. But you see
he left
about.
It there just for the police to see it. Like, you sound dumb as fuck. Like, you sound dumb as hell. Like,
low-key, he needed to sit in jail for
I don't think he needs to be in jail. I think
not what?
He don't need to be in jail. I feel like, okay, you fucking lied.
He kept up with the lie though.
And then he did interviews and shit.
Right. Like, he wrong for that. Because somebody else really could have ended up in jail for something they did not do.
It's crazy as fuck that he's literally on TV knowing that it's not true in his heart, knowing that that shit's not true.
Those
and
are literally, worst kind of liars.
You know what I'm saying? Those, and you're on national.
Those types of people are dangerous.
And you're on TV doing interviews and this and that, whatever, and you shedding crocodile tears and shit like that. Like, to really make a motherfucker believe you and shit like that.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, fuck Jesse.
What Dave Chappelle call him? Juicy Smollett? Anyway, so speaking of Chicago, Dwayne Wade, he is promoting his new documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's about his life or whatever. So, of course, he's talking about his son who is now identifying himself as a girl. So now she's his daughter. Her name is Zaya. She used to be Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told us that she came to them and was just like, listen, I've done a lot of research and I believe that I was born to be a woman or whatever.
And she wants to be a transgender.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody and their mama had everything to say about it. So
I wanted to play what little Boosie said, because, there were a lot of...
Before we get into the ignorance, we're going to play what Zaya said first, which I thought was just so powerful for a 12-year-old to speak like this. Dwayne Wade was just pretty much talking to her about what made her want to come out and, how she feel about it and stuff like that. So this is what she had to say.
Don't even think about that. Just be true to yourself. Because are you really even, it's what's the point of being on this earth if you're going to try to be someone you're not? It's like you're not even living as yourself. Just the dumbest concept to me.
So, sorry, y'all. So, for a 12-year-old to say that, just to be so confident in who you are, adults haven't even got there to fuck what everybody else think. This is who I am. This is how I'm going to be. And I don't care what you have to say. What I'm saying? So, for a 12-year-old to be there, I was just looking first of all, I feel like they're doing an amazing job, him and Gabrielle, on how they raising their kids, because I can only hope that my son can get to the point where he doesn't care about outside opinions and he living in his truth, whatever his truth may end up being in life. Whether you want to, let's say if he want to be, I don't fucking know, work at the circus, just any non-traditional job or whatever you want to do in life, and people don't honor shit like that and just really look at it why are you doing that? But if it makes him happy and this is what he want to do, if he can live in that shit and live a purposeful life, I've done a good job as a parent.
I mean, I definitely commend Zaya for being able to have that courage to actually, as a 12-year-old, to actually have that type of mindset to even think like that. Because I know growing up, and if you guys know, I'm from a religious family. You know what I'm saying? My dad's a pastor. My parents, my aunts and uncles, they're all PKs. My grandpa, pastor. My grandma, first lady, deacons, and all types of shit. But it was just one of those things where you were always taught that something was very wrong, but then you knew that's who you were. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, growing up, I was always hiding myself. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't being truthful to who I am and this and that, whatever. Even at the time when I was even going through my whole DL phase, you know what I'm saying? It was still in that same shit, because you just don't know how society's going to accept you. You don't even know how your family's going to accept you. So I commend her for being able to be herself at that age. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely love it.
Now, as far as... and I also commend, Dwayne Wade for actually loving on his daughter, being able to receive, what your daughter is pretty much saying to you, and still being able to be that parent. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't really get that from their family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I commend the whole situation. I commend Zaya for really stepping out on her own. and Dwayne Wade for like really loving on his kids, like actually
being supportive.
Being supportive. And being right.
What a parent should be. Okay, so of course with that, and y'all know how the black community is. Everybody is just so homophobic. Everybody is so fake religious when it comes to sexuality. Mm-hmm. Homosexuality, should I say. Because as long as you talking about fucking bitches, putting strippers, everybody twerking on fucking Instagram half naked, niggas don't got shit to say. Nobody want to get online and say, oh, the Bible says to be covered in clothes. Oh, mm-hmm. the Bible say don't be committing adultery. Oh, the Bible say this and that. But soon as somebody say they gay or transgender, now it's, oh my gosh, the Bible right. says.
I mean, like, so, we already know people usually cherry pick what it is that they want to choose, pick and choose what they're going to talk about, you know, as far as the Bible when it comes down to that. But, I mean,
so this brought out a lot of hate, and here go one of the statements from somebody that I don't even know why you would listen to his opinion ever, but it's Lil Boosie.
I gotta say something about this shit, bro. Dwayne Wade, you gone too fucking far, y'all. That is a male. A 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have shit figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his dick be gone, how he gon'? Like, bro, it's you going too far, dog. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Like,
because at no point in time, at no point in time did Dwayne Wade ever talk about actually cutting Zaya's dick off. They didn't even talk about the whole transition process. They were just saying, as of now, Zaya now identifies as Zaya. Mm-hmm. They didn't go into the whole sex change.
Well, we don't know that.
They did not publicly speak about sex change, so, period. Okay, but, so okay, why an okay, ignorant person like right. that getting on here talking about a 12-year-old dick?
But
I don't know.
Now here's my issue with this whole situation.
What is your issue? Okay. Because it shouldn't issue
so,
at all.
I don't, okay, one thing about what Lil Boosie said that I didn't like is it's like, oh, you know, your son might meet a girl when he's older and might fall in love with her.
He might be right. a nigga and fall right. in love with him. So what's the difference?
I don't like that whole shit. But in the whole full text of what Lil Boosie said, he was just like, yo, if he's gay, he's gay. You know what I'm saying? But he's not gay because he's
a woman now.
Right. But what I'm saying is, but what Lil Boosie's saying is like, he's a kid. You know what I'm saying? He's just a child. Well, she's just a child. You know what I'm saying? You don't, like, at this point, we're talking about trench, like, pretty much changing your sex, like your sex. And what he's saying is like, you don't have to go that far right now. You know what I'm saying?
His statement is premature because we have not started, Dwayne and them have not started talking about the sex change yet.
True.
So we shouldn't even be having that conversation yet. True. But at this point, we're just talking about identification. So how did we get over to talking about 12-year-old dicks? I know that's the natural process, but Dwayne and them have not said that that's happening.
Okay, but at the end of the
day, the doctors won't even do it. Wouldn't even start it yet, anyways, for a 12-year-old.
But it leads people, it stuff like this leads to conversations. You know what I'm saying? And it led to it. You know, but for me, I just feel like me personally, I just don't like exploiting kids on these type of levels and these type of platforms with big ass social issues like this. That's just me personally. I feel like this is almost the same representation of what T.I. did to his T.I. did to his daughter, where he exploited you know, his daughter on some bullshit, and now you have people inciting their own opinions and shit into something that has nothing to do with me or you and I, doesn't have nothing to do with Lil Boosie, but now we're over here having a conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a gross representation of parenting a little bit. On that particular part, because you did go in on T.I. for exposing, like, saying on what he said about his daughter. So this is almost, to me, is these type of situations are family matters. You know what I'm saying?
I disagree because of the simple fact that Dwayne's situation is the obvious. Okay,
what do you mean?
we're seeing Zaya in all the family pictures with nail polish and nails on.
Leave us with speculate clothes. Let us continue speculating.
So then you're going to get people all under his comments. Why you letting that boy dress like a girl? Woo, woo, woo. So naturally, I have to tell them that
You don't have to say
this
nothing.
This is a little girl now.
And that's the issue. Everybody feels like they have to explain themselves to motherfuckers.
Well, he's in the public eye. And him and Gabby, they are attention whores. No offense. that's what I get. They love attention. So they not the kind of family that's going to be in the background.
Okay, exploit your kid.
No, they're not exploiting their kids. They put all their shit on the internet.
In the internet. And that's what they do. And now you have people out here like Lil Boosie be like, oh, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be mad at what you put out and then how people respond to what the fuck you putting out. That's just that.
Who said he was mad? He just...
No, I'm saying,
he's just trying to educate people.
No. You was going there.
I was going on T.I. You're talking about this girl's face.
I'm talking about Lil Boosie.
Because I don't understand why we will ever be talking about a child's sex life.
Because this whole
genitals.
Thing...
Genitals. I don't get
but
it.
This
the
whole
same
thing
reason
is
I was upset about
But, I mean, at the end of the day, this whole thing is about...
It's not. Okay. Identity and sex is different because you have transgender people who don't do the whole sex change. I mean, they don't have their genitals removed.
Well, she's trying to identify as a transgender.
You can identify as a transgender without having your parts removed.
We're going to have to get more educated on this particular part because I don't understand that. At this point, you're just how do you call it, like a transvestite, I think?
I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think that's the word. What's Kylie Jenner's father's name?
Caitlyn?
Bruce. Yeah, Caitlyn. She said she wasn't cutting her genitals off for a minute, but she still wanted to be identified as a woman. So,
it's different. Okay. This realm is not my particular part of expertise, so we don't have to really just jump into that whole thing. But I'm just saying, I just feel like Dwayne Wade should do a little bit better at protecting your kid from all this bullshit.
He feel like the best way to protect her is to equip her with the necessary confidence and just education so that she doesn't have to feel any kind of way when people like that come at her with ignorance. You have to expose people to certain stuff so that they know how to deal with it when it comes up. And that's all
well,
he's
I
doing.
Just feel like
and he said he had that
the,
conversation
with
her behind closed
the
doors.
The girl is too young. You know what I'm saying?
Too young for what?
You need to be focused on schoolwork, focused on going to, you know what I'm saying, focus on kid shit. You don't need to, I don't understand the level of conversation that we're having with a 12-year-old kid. That's my thing.
These 12-year-olds are not like we were when we was 12.
That's the issue. That's what I'm saying. That's the issue.
We can never go back to that.
All I'm saying, but I'm not
these
saying that, okay, it's
is
cool.
like 20-year-olds.
But what I am saying is just, we keep allowing kids. We're not allowing kids to be kids anymore. You know what I'm saying? And that's the real issue of the whole thing. Like, we don't need to be having a conversation about this girl his daughter trying to be a transgender. For what though?
Because people in that in the limelight with such responsibility and all eyes on them, they feel like they have to be advocates for certain issues. So for him, having a daughter that transition, it's like, okay, now you could be an advocate for other preteens who are going through the same stuff as you. Like, that's just what happened.
So you're putting the world's teenagers' responsibility on this 12-year-old person who can't even live their life yet. You're still a kid. That's what I'm saying. It's just too much responsibility for one person, okay? And especially a kid. It just makes no sense to me.
He said he had the conversation with her. Do you want this to be out? And she was fine with it. That's the only reason it's
out.
Well,
you're a kid. I'm the parent. I don't need to ask you, are you okay with it coming out? Nigga, we ain't talking about it. That's
it. But what if she wants it to come out?
When she's ready, you know what I'm saying? She can do it. For the
obviously
parent.
Obviously, she was ready.
Listen,
out,
I just feel like it is the parent's responsibility. I feel like parenting has complete. I'm not even a parent. And I know this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, it's just a gross representation of parenting on that part. I feel like the love that he's putting on her and bestowing on her, like, I love that shit because, again, I was always loved, but I just feel like I wanted to be loved for, like, all of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I just feel like with this whole situation, I know for a fact my family would not be out there trying to be like, yo, my son, this and that, whatever, and try to exploit me. I'm like, no. Protect your kids by all means necessary. Period.
I don't see how he's not protected.
Okay. Well, again, agree to disagree. So, let's get into this.
Okay.
Let's get into this politics because when I tell you last week, it was just booming, booming, booming.
Okay.
So, did you watch the debate?
No.
You never watched the debate. But anyways, let me just... I'm pretty sure a lot of you may not watch CNN or the news like I do. So I feel like this will be a good way for me to educate Mona because she don't be watching shit.
Okay, I see it online. So
first things first, I want to talk about Donald Trump abusing his power and pardoning all his criminal friends. Okay. Like, at this point, this man is literally out here pardoning a bunch of niggas that he was cool with from back in the day or whatever that are in jail. And so he's literally exonerating one by one by one by one. Like, he went on a spree.
Exactly what we knew he would do, right, though. So, at this point, they already let him off on the impeachment trial with abusing power mm-hmm. and everything. So... he's right on brand. So everything he do, I can't be surprised.
Completely. Like it's
if fast. He do something good, at this point, that's when I would be surprised. But everything he does is wrong, it's criminal, and it's just like, it's expected.
Right. At this point, the word for it is just fascism. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a person who's just literally doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
Authoritarian.
Autocrat. Mm-hmm. Like that's just what this nigga doing. And you know, Roger Stones, who was, you know, being sentenced last week, got a lesser sentence because right. he, you know what I'm saying, pretty much told them to be like, yo, like, no.
Right.
Y'all need to change this shit because it's just not going to go down that way. So,
Roger Stone was facing 7 to 9 years, mm-hmm. but because Donald Trump intervened, now he only got 3 years, which he probably only served like one. And that's only if Donald Trump doesn't pardon him.
Right.
Because I feel like after maybe a few months, he's going to pardon him.
Mm-hmm.
Like before he get out of office.
So pretty much Donald Trump has literally been doing whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Would you do what you want to do if you knew you could get away right. with it?
Like he said, he can go to a park, you know, Park Central and shoot somebody
uh-huh.
and get away with it. So at this point, I believe. So if you, like I said on the last podcast, if you see Donald Trump at Park Central, run the fucking way. Because you black. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so now listen to this new story that happened this week where uh-huh. there's been intel that Russia is planning to, you know, of course, fuck with our elections again.
Right.
And so the intel community pretty much found that shit out and went mm-hmm. to Congress and went to the intelligence committee and pretty much told them what happened.
Right.
That's all it is. Like, they investigated, they found some shit, they bring it back to the intel committee to let them know what's going on. And one of the congressmen that's in the intel committee is Adam Schiff. And you know uh-huh. Adam Schiff was one of the managers that was, you
know, the impeachment committee, yeah.
Right. So Donald Trump was super furiated that the intel committee went back and told the intelligence committee that, so he ended up firing the dude, some of the people that actually went back to tell the intel committee.
So he wasn't mad that Russia is right. interfering in our elections again.
Right.
He was mad that y'all had the nerve
to go back and say something.
Tell people about
and
it.
And then here's the worst part about it. The worst part about it was the Republicans that are on that committee were saying that the intelligence was fake. It's lies. It's the Democrats that's over here trying to, you lie again. It's always like a Donald Trump hate shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But we know this is not true because they also said that the Russians is trying to help Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, and correct. So
he had a completely different response from Donald Trump. He's like, oh, don't help me. Don't interfere in our elections.
Right.
Like, stop it. And once I become president, we're going to put stuff in place so that this doesn't happen again. Whereas our current president is just like, oh, let's just keep this on a hush.
But I mean, fake news again. I'm just my when I look at this, like I had to turn off the news for the past couple of days.
That's why I don't halfway be wanting to talk about it because it's so exhausting. And it's but I don't good see anything
to,
changing.
It's good to be informed, period. But
I stay informed.
But my issue is just like this is what the country is becoming. Like you're literally having the Republicans do not want to hear nothing about Russia, who is actually in like infiltrating our who's like literally attacking our institutions, really causing chaos. At this point, we might not even know who's gonna be the candidate. Like, we just don't know at this point. So it's just like, how are the people gonna be like have trust and faith in our process to even our democratic process to even work anymore at this point? You know what I'm saying? Like moving forward.
Most people have lost faith. I know I have.
Anyway, so the debate. You said you didn't watch it?
No.
The debate was fucking amazing. Like, I enjoyed the debate. The debate was very passionate.
I did hear about Elizabeth Warren wearing...
Yeah, I got the clip.
Out.
We're definitely going to talk about it. But when I tell you the debate, I enjoyed the passion in each of the candidates. Like, I feel like Joe Biden woke up, on that debate. You know, I felt like at the end of the day, I feel like, and you know, I don't fuck with Amy Klobuchar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Amy, I don't fuck with her at all. But at the end of the day, I felt like she came with it. You know, she was on her shit. I was like, okay.
So Amy, she was more prepared than Mike Lombard.
She was definitely prepared. Then you had you had Pete Buttigieg, doing his thing. You had Joe Biden doing his thing. You had Bernie Sanders, of course, always doing his shit. Then you had Elizabeth Warren with the, I feel like that was definitely her night because mm-hmm. I feel like that was her night. Only because of the fact that she really didn't do good in the New Hampshire caucus and the Iowa caucus. So she really had to, show these people like, yo, I'm in this shit.
Mm-hmm. So she always come with facts. She always come prepared. So she wanted to come at Mike Bloomberg because, first of all, you bought your way into this election. That's
right.
Number one.
This nigga spent $460 million on TV ads.
I mean, I see a Mike Bloomberg ad like every commercial to the point where if you're not educated about his politics and stuff, you're going to be like, oh, he seems like a good guy. He got Obama in his commercials. Obama hasn't even endorsed him, but because he had previous videos with Obama, he threw that in there, which throws people off because they thinking Obama endorsed him. You know what I mean?
No, but Obama did, like I said,
he has not formally endorsed him.
No, he hasn't formally endorsed him. Of course not. But, they did, work together a lot. You know what I'm saying? And, Obama did, say a few really good things about him.
And so did Donald Trump. Him and Donald Trump were friends at one point. Mike Bloomberg has said nice things about Donald Trump before, and Donald Trump has said nice things about him. They actually was friends. I seen a clip when Donald Trump had Mike Bloomberg come on The Apprentice at one point. As his friend or whatever, so
I mean, honestly,
they one in the same,
right? Bloomberg is just the complete opposite of Donald Trump because Donald Trump in the beginning was
not complete opposites.
Bloomberg is Donald Trump's like counterpart. Like you guys are definitely like the same type of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because Donald Trump at one point was kind of like a Democrat in the beginning, and then now he switched over to a Republican, and now you have a Republican, Michael Bloomberg, who was supporting all types of Republicans'
policies. He switched over to be
a
Democrat just so he could win an election.
He voted for Bush. You know what I'm saying? Like he was helping out. Supporting redlining. He was the one who came up with the whole stop and frisk thing that disproportionately affected black people. So at the end of the day, we just need to really focus on like what the hell we got to focus on. And so Elizabeth Warren really went in, and when I tell you she like laid him out, it was just like, is there a revival for, is there a revival for him? You know what I'm saying? So let's just listen to what Elizabeth Warren said. And I wanted to play this shit in this whole full entire because this shit is just so that damn good.
Okay.
And I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women. That just doesn't cut. The mayor has to stand on his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
Non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me just put
there's
agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
So wait, when you said it is up to, I just want to be clear. Some is how many? and when you say they signed them and they wanted them, if they wish now to speak out and tell their side of the story about what it is they allege, that's now okay with you? You're releasing them on television tonight?
Senator, the company and somebody else, in this case, the man or woman, or could be but more than that, they decided when they made an agreement they wanted to keep it quiet for everybody's interest. They signed the agreements, and that's what we're going to live
with. I'm sorry. No, the question is, are the women bound by being muzzled by you? And you could release them from that immediately. Because understand, this is not just a question of the mayor's character. This is also a question about electability. We are not going to beat Donald Trump with a man who has who knows how many non-disclosure agreements and the drip, drip, drip of stories of women saying they have been harassed and discriminated against. That's not
so he did let three women off of their non-disclosure.
So after the whole debate, he went ahead and released three women. But my thing is like, nigga, like you did that for a political stunt. You know what I'm saying? Release all of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like with her, with what she was saying, was just like at the end of the day, this will be the same thing as like voting for another Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like he had made other references. So here she is again.
That's horrible.
Right.
He said that? Yes. He is just like Donald Trump. Like,
that's
they have no
that,
problem.
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Women like this.
My point exactly.
I mean, I was never going to vote for him anyway.
Of course. Wait, but if he was the front runner, though, would you
vote
for him?
If he was the front runner, I have to vote for him. I could not vote for Donald Trump ever. In no world would I ever vote for him or just let my vote sit. So.
All right. Well, I mean, the only thing about the debate that I didn't like was the fact that they did not even talk about the rule of law. You know what I'm saying? Because Donald Trump is out here doing whatever the fuck he want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's literally... like
that's what they should be attacking on every debate, actually. That's what he does. And that's a winning strategy for him.
Right. I mean, the real winner of the debate to me was Donald Trump because he was just, like, seeing them all tear each other down and shit.
Right.
But overall, everybody know what Donald Trump is out here doing. So it's just like, let me get these motherfuckers out the race first. And I'm going to come get you next. But my whole thing is, what I didn't like was the fact that they didn't talk about that. You know, they didn't talk about the rule of law. Because now it's just like, Donald Trump is setting a precedent for all future presidents. So I want to know, like, a good question, it would have been like, if you become the president, are you going to abuse your power and continue Donald Trump's fascist ways? Like, are you going to try to restore our democracy and bring it back to the three branches of government? So that, to me, was a question that should have been asked.
Right.
But anyways, my main takeaway from the whole debate
is
definitely Bernie Sanders at the end. You know what I'm saying? Because where the party is going and where we're moving forward in our country, we're moving forward where we all the corruption has to stop. You know what I'm saying? And so, Bernie Sanders had his, the question is, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, how are you going to, like, move forward as a socialist? Like, he's, you know, running as a democratic socialist. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, moving forward, like, how do you think you're going to be able to bring the moderates, the, you know, the Republicans who are not really, you know, for Donald Trump, how are you going to try to bring them in as a socialist? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so he pretty much had a clip, and this is pretty much what he said.
Yesterday, 2/3 of all voters said they were uncomfortable with a socialist candidate for president. What do you say to those voters, sir?
What was the result of that poll? Who was winning?
Questions to you.
Well, the question was that I was winning, and I think by a fairly comfortable margin. Mike mentioned that. But here is the point. Let's talk about democratic socialism, not communism, Mr. Bloomberg. That's a cheap shot. Let's talk about democracy. Let's talk about what goes on in countries like Denmark, where Pete correctly pointed out they have a much higher quality of life in many respects than we do. What are we talking about? We are living in many ways in a socialist society right now. Problem is Dr. Martin Luther King reminded us, we have socialism for the very rich, rugged individualism for the poor.
Wait a second.
When Donald Trump gets $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury condominiums, that's socialism for the rich. We have to subsidize Walmart's workers who are on Medicaid and food stamps because the wealthiest family in America pays starvation wages. That's socialism for the rich. I believe in democratic socialism for working people, not billionaires. Healthcare for all, educational opportunities for all.
And I feel like that's where the country is going. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, The country is not, like, America is just not working. And we cannot continue the same status quo where it's just like all the money is being allocated to the rich people.
Y'all see them taxes came late. They talking about everybody who got the earned income credit is going to be a while, you know, a little bit of a delay for you to get your taxes. But it's never a delay when y'all want to put up a stupid ass wall.
It's never a delay
when you want to put more money.
It's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pharmaceutical industry, like, they making money, like, rich. And they just keep getting richer every year.
Tad of my prescriptions going up.
Right. Jeff Bezos, that nigga made like over like $500 billion in profits, and that nigga didn't pay not 1 cent. Not even half a cent. What's half a cent?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes no motherfucking sense that this country has always been in this state of mind where it's just like it's always gonna be for the rich people. So I just love the fact that where Bernie Sanders is going and the move and his movement, I feel like his movement is they're going in the right direction, and that's the reason why I'm supporting him 100%. I've made my decision. I feel like Elizabeth Warren, I fuck with her, but I feel like she's not gonna be able to get the enough votes to get to where she needs to be. So I feel like the candidate that I'm fucking with 100% hands down is definitely Bernie Sanders.
Okay, well, let's hope for the best.
All right.
So we did not pod last week, and it was Valentine's Day weekend.
Right.
But if we had our Am I the Asshole has something to do with Valentine's Day gifts. Mm-hmm. So before we get there, did you do anything on Valentine's Day?
I did do something for Valentine's Day.
That's cute. What you do?
Okay, so one of my homeboys, you know, a person I've known for a little bit of time, I've known him, and, you know, he hit me up, and he was just like, yo, am I doing anything for Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. So, earlier that week, I was like, nah, man, fuck Valentine's Day, fuck niggas, and all this extra shit. So, he said, like, yo, if you're not doing anything, let's hang out. So, I was like, all right, cool. So, I was like, I'll let you know. Honestly, I really wasn't feeling it. I really didn't want to go. I was just like, you know, I'm probably going to be tired. I'm going to go to the gym. But then on Wednesday when he hit me up, I was like, you know what? Let me go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go. So when I went, and it was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, at one point he was just like, yo, turn around and whatever. So when I turned around, he ended up like giving me like bear, like he gave me a bear and like a bunch of candy, and he bought me a bottle of Hennessy. To me, that was like very thoughtful. It was very sweet. And, you know, for him to be like my friend, like for you to do like really go there and to that extent. And, you know, he was just like, you know, he never did anything for like Valentine's Day, and he's never really done this whole buying a gift stuff like that. So I was like, to me, that was very kind. Like, I was really shocked. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciated it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute. I didn't do anything. No, actually. So I was supposed to go to like a single mixer.
I do remember that, because your cousin was in town.
Correct. So then we pulled up, and it was like middle-aged white men. Not what I expected.
Right.
The venue itself was very cute.
Where was it at?
It went to Park. So I forget the name of the place, but it was really cute. But absolutely no thank you.
Oh, shit.
So, because I thought it would be like a younger crowd, you know? So, and more diverse. So, and it
wasn't. Wait, so you said he was an older guy?
It's a mixer. What are you talking about? I say it was a bunch of middle-aged white men. I looked at, from what I seen,
you wasn't like, interested.
Yeah, maybe like two black guys, but it should have been a little bit more diverse with age and ethnicity and race and all that good stuff. So we didn't even go in. I already
knew. Oh, shit. Damn.
I knew I wasn't feeling the vibe. So we ended up at a little club.
But I thought you wasn't going to no clubs.
I don't want to go to any clubs, but when I'm hosting.
True.
Like, and you know, so.
All right.
We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all. But,
so let's get into who is this asshole?
This definitely happened to me before, but okay, so here's the am I an asshole question. I'm probably a totally ungrateful bitch, but please hear me out. My boyfriend got me a Bath & Body Works gift set. If anyone here, other women, know anything about Bath & Body Works sets, it's something you buy as a generic gift for a 12-year-old girl. I've received these gift sets for Christmas in my early teen years from my aunts, like every single year. It's not a bad gift, but it's generic. And this is something that you buy when you don't know what to get someone else. The second I saw that my boyfriend bought this for me, I appreciated the sentiment, but it's a gift for a 12-year-old. And I was like, I'm going to return it. He got upset, extremely upset. He looked at me and said, I don't understand. You always ask me to rub lotion on your back, so I got you the cocoa butter like you always use. Instantly, the neurons in my brain started firing, and I felt like a complete piece of shit. To him as a dude, Bath & Body Works is the place, the only place to sell that lotion. It makes complete sense why he brought that for me. He knows I use the lotion every day, so Bath & Body Works was the perfect gift in his mind for me for Valentine's Day. I don't use their brand because, again, it's really for a younger age group, but he's a guy and he could never have known that. We are in our late 20s, early 30s. After I understood that he brought it as a thoughtful gesture and not as a generic gift, I felt awful, like a complete piece of shit. I apologized. I apologize, but he's still mad at me, and he think that I'm ungrateful. I tried to explain to him about, you know, it being generic and usually for 12-year-olds, but he still doesn't understand it, and I haven't spoken to him today.
Okay, so
am I an asshole?
Am I an asshole? Can you read the first sentence, please?
I'm probably a total ungrateful bitch.
That's it. That's, you know what you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you called yourself out, your damn self. We didn't have to read you. You read yourself. You know what I'm saying? You are an ungrateful ass bitch. Like, I don't like people like that. Oh, it's a generic gift. Like, okay, in your mind, The way you feel about it, it's a generic gift. It's a gift for 12-year-olds. That's how you feel. But you can't make that the world's reality to the point where now you making somebody else feel bad because they're getting you this gift. Bitch, I didn't have to get you shit. You know what I'm saying? And even with me on my date, he didn't really have to get me anything.
Right.
So for me, you went above and beyond. You went outside of your way. The dude was literally texting me like, yo, what kind of drinks you... And in my mind, I'm not even thinking about getting a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for you to actually put some thought into it, you went out and, you know, took your time to go buy the shit. And putting thought into that shit, to me, anything I receive, I'm grateful. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because at the end of the day, you didn't have to do it.
And you shouldn't do it if you don't know if the person is going to like it.
Oh, you know what? I already knew you was like that. Because that's fucked up to me.
That's not fucked up.
It is fucked up.
How?
You don't know if she don't like it, because if that's what you got, if that's what she's using all the time.
And that's your fault, because if you know your woman, you should know what she like. And if you don't know what she like, you should ask her what she like, and that's what you should get her.
At the end of the day.
I don't believe in buying people gifts just to say you bought them a gift.
No, it's not even like that.
Don't make sense to buy people stuff that you don't know if they're going to like or not. I would never. I will always try to hint for something. Like, I will try to get some idea of what you like before I buy it. Because, no, that don't make sense. Hoping and praying. Like, I understand that he's like, oh, she used cocoa butter, so whatever kind of brand I get, she should like it because it's cocoa butter. But why not take a picture of the brand that she used and buy that? Why not ask her what she wants and buy that? Like, no, and they in their late 20s, early 30s, it's a whole communication thing to me at this point. it don't make sense. She should not have received a gift that she wouldn't appreciate. She wouldn't have felt that way if he would have just talked to her about what she wanted. So, no, I don't think that she's an asshole. Okay. Now, depending on how she said it, well, I guess she said she was selling this for a 12-year-old. I wouldn't have went that far with it. I just would have been like, oh, it's nice. I'm going to use it. I just wish you would have got this brand. I mean, I've done it before. So that's why I guess maybe I'm an asshole because I've told people like,
I'm taking this gift back. You can be an asshole.
No, the world just don't appreciate honesty and people are just sensitive.
At the end of the day, whoever you are, you're an asshole.
So I'm an asshole because I don't like something and I'm telling you I'm taking it back.
If I bring you something and you talking about all extra shit, bitch, know that I would never give you anything ever again. That's just that.
But is it a way to show gratitude but still be like, I don't really, like, I'm taking it back?
You can take it back without having to tell the person you're taking it back. Like, why do you have to hurt that person's feelings? Like, oh,
Because they're going to look for it. So, like, for me, somebody bought me some shoes that I did not like. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you so much, but I'm not going to wear these, so, you know, so, like, I have to tell them, because if they see me again, and, like, I never wear these shoes, and I'm around them all the time, they're going to be like, well, you didn't like my gift, so I might as well tell you now, I'm going to take these back. Next time, ask me what did I want. That's so easy.
Touche.
Exactly. Well, anyways, y'all, it was so nice being back to pod, and
we would definitely make sure we're cut. You know, we doing our things.
I'm tired of apologizing every pod. We like, oh, we so sorry.
I didn't apologize. I said we gonna be getting on our shit.
All right, and thank you for everybody who tried to hold us accountable and be like, "Where's the pod? Where's the pod?"
And holding us down. We really appreciate that.
All right, see y'all
later. Toodles.